"Now you just shut that old mouth," he whispered firmly. "There is someone asleep." He knelt down and Sammy leapt into his arms, lathering his face with his tongue.
"I don't need to have a bath when you're around, do I?"
Sammy continued to lick him until he was satisfied, just to pant and allow his tail to flop from side to side. Tom lifted him up and carried him into the front room. As soon as he saw Willie asleep in the chair, he began barking again. Tom put his finger firmly on his nose and looked directly into his eyes.
"Now you just take a rest and stop that."
He picked up his pipe and baccy jar from the little table and sat by the range again. Sammy flopped down beside him and rested his head on one of Tom's feet.
"Well, Sam," Tom whispered, "we don't know nothing about children, but we do know enough not to beat 'em and make 'em that scared."
Sammy looked up at him for a moment and flopped back onto his foot.
"I don't know," he said anxiously. "I ain't had much experience at this here mother-in-law."
And he grunted and puffed at his pipe. Sammy stood up, wriggled in between Tom's legs, and placed his paws on his stomach.
"You understand every blooming word I say, don't you? At least you ain't going to bury bones in my sweet peas," he remarked,
ruffling Sammy's fur.
"That's one thing to be thankful about," he sighed. "Suppose I'd best see what's what."
He rose and went into the hallway with Sammy padding after him.
"Now you just stay there," he said sternly,
and Sammy sat obediently on his haunches, though Tom knew it would not be for long. He took some steps that were leaning on the wall beside the coats and placed them under a small square trapdoor above him.